Tezayin. That's page 42. Tezayin. The previous little paragraphs that he had here, little chapters that he broke them up into, we're dealing with the fact that the hishtadlus, the effort that we put in, is really not the critical factor. It's just a chiyuv. It's part of the original klolo of Zeasapecha Toch Alechem. In the previous paragraph, he said that these tzaddikim may not even need any effort. Didn't put in any effort. The carob, whatever it was, tree grew there for him. So the effort is not integral per se to the results. Then he continues over here, but Al-Kain. And this is relevant already. That was the tzaddikim in this, but this is relevant to everyone. Al-Kain, kishe'ein le'odom shum sibo lishtadol bo, lahasik tzrochov. Person has nothing he can do. I have no eitzes. There's nothing to do. There's no ishtadlus that's possible in my particular situation. Lahasik tzrochov. Al-yipo libo mizeh. His heart shouldn't fall faint from this. Give out. There's nothing I could do. It's finished. No ishtadlus. Now what am I going to do? Ki acharei shekvar ninalu lo yishare ha-ishtadlus. Since the gates of ishtadlus have been closed to him, hamutal olov, that were put upon him, shuv nifta me'achiv haloz, yesh lo yiliv toyach ba'ashem. Since the share ishtadlus are closed, and there's nothing he can do, there isn't any effort that he could put in, any work that he can put in, anything possible that he could do to make things happen. So because of that, he doesn't have to worry anymore. He's excused from ishtadlus, but because there's nothing that he can do. Yesh lo liftoach b'Hashem. He should just put his trust in Hashem. So again, he emphasizes from one end, from the other end, and this is what he's been doing the past few paragraphs, that Hishtadlus is a separate union. It's part of the Mitzvah Sapecha Toch Alechem. It's necessary to keep us out of trouble, the various reasons that we're given. And tzaddikim maybe don't need it altogether. But everyone, if he doesn't have what to do, right now, this I did everything that could be done. And this is a feeling that we often have in business, in life, in health matters, in shidduchim, and everything. I did all my ishtadlus. I don't know what else to do. There is nothing else to do. There's certainly nothing else to make sense. What else can I do? I'll knock my head against the wall. That's not ishtadlus. The Chazon Ish writes about the ishtadlus of Yosef asking the Sarah Mashkim to remember him, which was, there was a tefillah on Yosef for that. He had to stay 2 more years in prison. So the Chazon Ish writes, because it was the hishtadlus of a meyush. That already was a sign of yush. You're going to ask the Sarah Mashkin to remember you? Sarah Mashkin couldn't care less. And he's not going to remember you. And he taka didn't. So that was already going too far. So sometimes hishtadlus, there's nothing we could do. And the other thing we could possibly do is just a sign of yush, which is counterintuitive to bitochen. You don't do anything. Because hishtadlus is not part of bringing the results. Hishtadlus is not related to the results. It's a special mitzvah. It's a special chiyuv. It's a special klolo. It's a special eitzah to keep us out of trouble, whatever it may be. But the results come from Hashem. And when I cannot do any hishtadlus, just stop. Don't worry. Don't let your heart fall. Yesh loy liftoach b'Hashem. You put your trust in Hashem. That's all you have to do. Okay, let's see what he can do. Ki afilo im cholila hatzora kroiva. Even if cholila the tzora is right here, it's mamish knocking on my door. It's right in front of me, the tzora. Ve'ein ho'odu v'idea shum eitzo heich lihinotzo mimenu. And he doesn't know any eitzo to save himself. This tzora is here. And there's nothing imaginable to me that I could even think of in my wildest dreams that I could do to get out of this tzora. Mikol mokim darchei Hashem ne'elomim heimo ve'ein ho'odem. The ways of Hashem are hidden from us, from the eyes of man. Usishuas Hashem keherefayim. And the tshuva of Hashem, the salvation of Hashem, comes keherefayim u'kamamar hakosuv hein yiktaluni. They will kill me. They're mamish killing me. And I'm hoping to Hashem. I don't give up at the last, even the last moment. Ubi brochis, the Gemara says, Dorshu al ze, the darshan al this posuk, it's a posuk in Eoiv, al ze ha posuk, afilu cherev chado munachas loy al saboroi, even if a sharp sword is munachas, is placed, is resting on his neck. Sword resting on your neck means it's a sword, it's sharp, it's ready to go. It can't get any closer. The next step is, that's it. Al yimna atzma min harachanim. He should not withhold himself, and that's an interesting language, withhold himself from rachmi d'shmaya, because Yeshua Hashem is terrifying. So basically he says over here that if a person, the tzora is right here, and there's nothing he could do, but the tzora is right here, his boss. So it's right here. Yeshua Hashem Kirafai. A sharp sword is on his neck. What could be more here? There's no closer here than the sword on the back of his neck. But al yimna atzma min harachmin, do not withhold yourself from rachmin. I think what that really means is, let's see how he explains it. Ukamara hakosov, Hashem meimisu mechaya, meirit sho'ol vayor. Hashem puts to death, and Hashem is mechaya. He brings down, and he lifts up. Ki gam miyarkesei sha'ol u'mala. He can lift us up from the depths of the abyss and lift us right up. The years for other masse. Oh, okay, then he goes on to that, something else, masse yona. So I just want to talk about this for a moment. This idea of Yeshua Hashem ki haref ayin, and they say the tzora is here. So like when the tzora is here, it's very overwhelming. And this state of overwhelming, has a plus and a minus, has a benefit and has a very serious detriment as well. What's the deal? So it's like this: is we read just on Shabbos in Parshas Va'era, by Edaber Moshe Kein al Bnei Yisrael, lo yishomo el Moshe mikaitzeruch me'avir kosh. Moshe comes with a nevuah. The suffering Klal Yisrael is about to end. Hashem told Moshe, I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim. Wow, great news. Okay, but they couldn't listen. Shortness of spirit. They were so tzubrochen from me'avoda kosher and for what they were going through. So the Ramban in this posuk defines it in very specific terms. And listen to what he says. It wasn't that they didn't believe in Hashem and in Moshe. They believed. So that means when Moshe comes and says, Hashem says, I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim, they believe that Hashem spoke to Moshe, that Hashem is going to take them out of Mitzrayim, and that Moshe Rabbeinu is correctly and accurately conveying the message that he got from Hashem. They believed. Rak shelo hitu oizem litvorov mikaitzeruach. They couldn't lend the ear. They couldn't bend their ear. They couldn't pay attention. They couldn't focus. What's this? It's a shortness of spirit. He's so broken. He's so overwhelmed with his heavy work that he's doing. He doesn't want to live another second. I can't take it. I had enough. I throw in the towel. It's not worth it. I can't live anymore. Me daitoy, despite the fact that he knows sheyirvach loyacharei kein, that it's going to be improved, that the situation is going to turn around. So I believe in Hashem, I believe in Moshe. I know that the geula is coming, and yet I still can't focus, I can't pay attention to it because I'm so broken, despite the knowledge that hang in there, don't give up, because you know yourself and you were promised that you're going to be saved. So sometimes you get so overwhelmed. But listen to what he says more. Kaitzeruach, what is the kaitzeruach that overwhelmed him? Upachtom shaloya horgein paro bechorev. Says it was the fear that Paro shouldn't kill them. They were afraid Paro was going to kill them. And that fear made them so overwhelmed with the avodah they were doing. Because if they didn't do enough avodah, then they're going to get killed by Paro if they didn't produce the right amount. And that overwhelmed them so that they just gave up. They couldn't pay attention. They just didn't want to hear anything. And despite the fact that they knew me daitom, as he said before, they knew that it was going to happen. So it's a very strange thing going on over here. Mitzad Echad, and we've mentioned this in the past, fear can bring to bitochon. The pasuk says, "B'yiras Hashem miftachoyis." It's a pasuk in Mishlei. In the fear of Hashem lies the strength of bitochon. Because when I have nothing to be afraid of, there's no bitochon. I'm not trusting Hashem because I got nothing to trust about. Everything's fine. When there's fear, when I know the guy behind me has a gun ready to shoot, or the sword is over here, that's what brings a person to bitochon Hashem. There's no place else to turn. It's the last moment. It's desperate. Of course I have to turn to Hashem. So yiras Hashem brings miftachoyis. Or we've also mentioned, I'm sure, on occasion, what it says when Parshas Vayishlach, when Esau is coming, and Yaakov, it says, Vayira Yaakov, Vayetzelo, Yaakov was afraid. So everybody, yes, he was afraid. He had a haftocha. What was he afraid of? So he was afraid, maybe Shemagor HaMachet. He sinned, and the haftocha is no longer relevant. So he asked the kasha, why couldn't he have bitochen even without a haftocha? So the Marikro, one of the Rishonim, says that he could have had bitochen, but it wouldn't have been real. He forced himself to be afraid. He thought, Esav, oh, the schusim that he had, all the years I was away, all the kibbut av that he did, and he forced himself to be afraid of Esav so that he should rise to true bitochen. Because fear is what begets real bitochen. When there's nothing to be afraid of, when I don't have a problem, when I don't have a challenge, when I don't have a difficulty, so bitochen, no bitochen, everything's fine. I don't have any problems. I'm not turning to Hashem to help because I don't need any help. But when I'm afraid, and Esav is coming, and now I focus myself, Esav has chusim, what's going to be? He's going to overwhelm me. And at that moment, that can lead him to true bitochen. Yet, we see over here in the Ramban, the flip side, that fear can go too far and can break us all together. This fear that they had that power would break them, would kill them, overwhelm them to the extent that they couldn't pay attention to focus on that which they knew to be true. Intellectually, they knew it to be true. I know Hashem is going to save us from Mitzrayim because I believe in Hashem, I believe in Moshe. And the Ramban says himself that they wanted to end their lives. They know full well that it's going to be good after that. They're going to be saved. I just can't take it. I'm so overwhelmed with fear. And what was it? The fear. So fear can catapult us into a matzav of bitochen. And fear can break us that we can't even focus in order to get that bitochen. So it's very interesting. It's a person has to balance that. Mitzad echon, if I don't have a problem, I'm not really turning to Hashem. Mitzad sheni, if I become overwhelmed with the problem, then I can't give it the due attention that's needed to be able to rise to that level of bitochen. And that's what happened over here. Intellectually, they knew that they were going to be saved. But emotionally, they were so broken, they couldn't lohita ozen lo shamuel Moshe. They couldn't bring themselves to focus on it. So we see something else also, that sometimes intellectually, we know, but emotionally, we haven't internalized it. And the truth of the matter is that for example, I mentioned this once on this posuk that he brings on this chazal, Yeshua Hashem Kerevayim, that the Yeshua comes in the blink of the eye. So I once gave a bookkeeper a sign on her wall, Yeshua Hashem Kerevayim. So after a couple of months, she wasn't a religious lady, but she was a very smart lady, and she said, "I get it, but why does he always blink the last minute?" There it is, because if he blinked before, you wouldn't know that he's blinking. You think, we have money, we have balabatim, we have fundraisers, we have this. We have nothing. The last minute, when all else failed, that's when he blinks, and that's when we know it. So it's very important. Mitzad Echad, we need that, and we have to have the seriousness, and we need it to the last moment. But we have to be able to focus. If we don't focus on the blink, we won't even notice that he's blinking, and we won't even muster the koyach to be able to have that bitochen. And I think what that really means in life is that the bitochen is, I mean, this is a poshita lesson, but I think it's important to underscore. There is no bitochen button. There is no bitochen lever. There is no bitochen snap of the fingers. There is no bitochen pill. You take it and you got it. It's an avodah. And the avoda is, number one, when I have a problem, I have to focus on the problem. Because if I don't realize that I have a problem, then I really don't have bitochon. I'm not really trusting because I have nothing to trust for. And when I do focus on the problem, I have to be very careful not to become overwhelmed. And if I find myself becoming overwhelmed, I have to do something to make sure that it doesn't get overwhelming. Sometimes, by the way, that, and the Beis Halevi actually writes this in Chumash, on the Beis Halevi on Chumash, that sometimes that will be ishtadlus. Because sometimes, for example, I can't imagine that in my matzav, the way it is, that Hashem is going to save me. It's just too much. I cannot be talking. But if I do a little ishtadlus and I create the teva to be a little more leaning in that direction, you know, I wasn't doing anything, so I couldn't imagine. But now I'm doing a little bit, and a little bit, I could imagine that it could happen. So sometimes we have to do that. Because if we don't do that, we could bring ourselves to this matzav of yush, to this matzav of loss of that bitochen, to the matzav of taking the fear too far and letting it overwhelm us. And then I lose the very power that I had to achieve the bitochen, which was the fear, but it works the opposite way. And I think that that's the pshat in what he says. Do not restrain yourself from rachamim. The cherev is on the back of his neck. It's mamish, it's touching. Munach. Munach means it's leaning, just like this. It's ready to cut. That's it. It'll be beheaded in a split second. So don't withhold rachamim, meaning like this. If you allow yourself to become overwhelmed, you won't be able to focus on the Chaste Hashem and on the Bitocha. If you think that there's no cherub on the back of your neck, then you're certainly not worried about the Bitocha because there's nothing to worry about. But if I know it's there, and I don't, I'm not going to yimna min rachamim. I'm not holding back rachamim. I know there could be rachamim. I know Hashem is kol yochol, and I focus on that. And yes, this is a dangerous situation, but I know Hashem can do anything. Right? Yeshua as Hashem, keherifying, like the blink of an eye, that's all it takes. And the Mela, through that, I strengthen myself. I don't allow the fear to overwhelm me. Then that fear can serve as a stepping stone to Bitochon. But if I allow it to overwhelm me, then I'm withholding the Rachmi, the Shmaya, that comes from Bitochon. And as long as we mention that, I'd like to mention one other point as well. What, you know, sometimes we don't understand the Darkei Hashem, certainly not in the fullest. But sometimes understanding it a little bit, at least to the extent that Chazal reveal it to us, helps us to connect with these things. So how does Hashem respond to Bitochon? What's the nature of that response? I believe that we can find the answer to this in the brocha that we say in Shmon Esrei al Tzadikim. We say al Tzadikim, al Chasid, al Tzadikim, Amcho Beis Yisroel, Lito Sofeim. Okay. Yehemu Rachamecho Hashem Elokeinu. Arouse your rachamim, your mercy. And what should you do with that aroused mercy? The same Sochot Tevuchal Abreitchem Mishim of the MS. Give the due reward to those who truly trust you. And throw us into that category, even though we're not the true trusters, but we're there to a certain extent. All of us together shouldn't be embarrassed because we have bitochon, because if we trust Hashem and he doesn't respond, it's extremely embarrassing. So it seems that the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that responds to our trust is Rachmonis. Yehemu Rachamecho. The same Socher Toivu Chalabaitchim. And I think what that means is really very simple. A person's putting his trust in Hashem. How can I disappoint him? How can I let him down? Hazav Bitter Rachmonis. He's trusting the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Rabbeinu Shalom. Maybe if you're not trusting, okay, so I'm not giving you what you want, but you didn't put your trust in me, so okay, it's a Shtiko Rachmonis, it's unfortunate, it's a lack of chesed. This is such a rachmonis. Here we stand. I stand putting my trust in Hashem. I'm counting on him. I have no one else to turn to. I've staked my fate only completely and totally on him, sorry, don't go someplace else. Too bad. I don't care. Be embarrassed. Who cares? Be in pain. Rachmanis. So really, when a person has bitochim, he evokes Hashem's rachmanis. And it seems that he evokes more rachmanis than even the tzora with which he has, for which he needs the bitochim. Because if the rachmanis was enough to take care of the tzora, so what am I dealing with the bitochim? Have rachmanis on the bitochim. Have rachmanis on the tzora. There are times where even though we have the tzora, for some reason, Hashem is not merachim. Maybe he's merachim, but he's not going to deliver on it. I don't know how that works. We don't know exactly what goes on. But Adkan, we have a tzora right now. We're supposed to have a tzora. Maybe sometimes that the tzora, I mean, not maybe, for sure the tzora is for our benefit. Otherwise Hashem won't do anything. Kol ma'ad obarach morol ha'tabor. Everything Hashem does is for our benefit. But I have a tzora, and sarachmanis, I'm suffering, but no, Hashem doesn't allow. We can't talk about Hashem because he has it. He doesn't have it, but he doesn't invoke or he doesn't use the midas harachem, kaviyoch, whatever that means in human terms. But then I come with my bitochen that evokes a whole new level of rachem. Not only is this person in need, but he's counting on me to respond to that need, to answer that need, to satisfy that need. And I'm not. That's rachmanis. How could I let him down? So it's important to know that when we put our trust in Hashem, we're actually, I hate to say it this way, it sounds a little bit inappropriate, but in a sense, we're forcing his hand to have rachmanis. We're forcing his hand. Now, we're not really forcing his hand because he set up the system that way and he taught us to do it. And that's what he wants us to do because that brings us closer to him. But in a sense, that's what we're doing. We're saying, Rebbeinu Shemayla, I have a tzora. You're not having rachmanis on me just because I have the tzora. For whatever reason, I'm sure you have good reason, of course, everything you do is chesed and rachamim, I mean, but this is, it's better this way. But I can't take it. I know you know it's better this way, but I'm not so choshev like you thought I was. Or no, I'm not so choshev like you're acting with me as if I am. He doesn't make mistakes in his teshbonis. But I know you're acting with me as if I'm a little more choshev than I am. So I'm asking, how do I access that extra measure of rachmanis? I'm counting on you. I'm not turning to anyone else. I have no one else to turn to. I have a tzora, and I'm turning to you. And as David HaMelech put it in Kapitel Chafei, Elikai b'chobo tachti, I trusted in you. Alevoisho. Don't let me be embarrassed. Al yaltsu oyvai li. Don't let my enemies rejoice. You put your trust in your God and look what's happening. Don't let that happen. It's too embarrassing. And then, as long as we're here, we've mentioned this, but I think it's important, I believe, in repeating certain things because we have to grind them in rather than just know them intellectually. As the Ramban said, you have to take it from the intellectual and internalize it emotionally. The next pasuk in Chafei says, Kapitel Chafei, Gam kol koivecho le'evoishu. Very interesting thing. This, there are Reb Avrom Ben Hamoch, who's one of the Sfardish Rishonim in Spain, the Tkuf of the Rishonim. So he says, Gam kol koivecho le'evoishu. He says, even if I didn't reach a level which is entitled to be called bitochem, bitochem means trust, I'm trusting, I'm sure that you're going to deliver for me. I'm not quite sure, but I refuse to give up hope. I refuse. Koivecho means I'm hoping, and I will not stop hoping. Gam kol koivecho lo yevoishu. Kivui, and actually in Tanakh, this four lashonis, kivui, yichul, chikui, and tzipui. All these are languages, different nuances of hope. Not confident for sure, but hope. And even when I refuse to give up hope, Hashem will not let me be embarrassed. Because even just the hope to Hashem, and not to receive that which I'm hoping for, it's also embarrassing. So I think we see here a number of different things, a lot practical, I believe, lessons. Number one, having a tzora is a means to be tochen. Having a tzora get out of hand is a means that doesn't allow us to focus enough to be able to access that bitachon. So we have to do something to control that sorrow so that it doesn't overwhelm us, whether it's more ishtadlus or whether it's more just focusing on Hashem's kindness and chesed and his ability and past events and how he's always helped me in the past and he never let me down until now. But we have to neutralize that sorrow so it shouldn't be overwhelming. And then we realize that no matter what we have, when we put our trust in Hashem, that Hashem looks at us and says, you're counting on me. I can't let you down. It's a rachmonus. We ask him to have rachmonus on our bitochen. Because of that bitochen that we have, Hashem has rachmonus and he responds. Okay, let's just see if we can finish up this this paragraph here. Is it long? I think we can do it. Okay. Ayin asim rachmonus. Okay. Uchamay rat posef Hashem name is umachaya. Okay. Kigam miyarkesei sh'ol humale. From the depths he lifts us up. We use for other Masi Yoino Hanovi. Oh, remember Masi Hanovi, that Yoino Hanovi was saved also from the depths. V'chein im komu olav soinim lahazikoi. Siv birtzeis Hashem darke ish, tav oivov yashlim ita. Gives another case. My enemies are coming to destroy me. Sometimes we have enemies. Sometimes enemies surround us. Sometimes the enemies are attacking us. Birtzeis Hashem darke ish. When Hashem is desirous of the ways of a person, and this seems to be the way he's learning is an allusion to a person's bitochon, gam oivav yashlim itoy. His enemies will make peace with him also. They'll take care of the enemies too. Ubesoyim amolik sim, yismach tzadik ki chozo nokom. But yizkor milchamtei shal asher. We should remember the milchoma of Avram Avinu, im hamalochim umilchamtei shel David im Goliath. Aplishtim, Shoyolo Loik Becherev, Beloy Bechanis, all these milchomais, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has saved us. So when we look at the past, this I think we should stop for just one moment. One of the tricks to emotionalize that which we know intellectually is through pictures of the past. I know Hashem can do anything. There's nothing. Cherev Chodo, Hashem could still save me. Yeshua Hashem. He's the Kol Yochel. There's no Amalek and no Goliath and no enemy. No one can stand up against Hashem. I know that intellectually, but we pointed out with the Ramban that to get it emotionally, you have to focus. If you're overwhelmed, you can't focus. But I have to focus on it. How do I focus on it? One of the ways to focus on it is to focus on the past. The Goyim says, in Mishmas, when we say the words Adina Azunu Rachamecho, Lo Yazunu Chasudecho, Baal Kitchenu Hashem Lokinu Lanetzach. So he learns a child of this. Adina Azunu. Until now you held us. That was only Rachamecho, not because we deserved it. Only Rachamim. Lo Yazunu. And you didn't forsake us. That was only Chasudecho, only your kindness, not because we deserved it. Loch. Then he says, Baal Kitchenu means Lochena Nachlu Betuchim. We are confident that you will never forsake us. And the Goyim continues and says as follows. Because if what you helped me yesterday was because I deserved it, maybe today I don't deserve it. If what you saved me yesterday was because I deserved it, maybe today I don't deserve it. But if yesterday you helped me, I didn't deserve it. And other times you helped me, I didn't deserve it. I can rely on you that you will never let me down. So one of the ways to maintain that or to inspire that bitachon is to look at the past. Look. We've all had problems, and Hashem has done miracles. There isn't a person who hasn't experienced Hashgacha Pratis, Yeshua Hashem, miracles, sometimes dramatic, Sheba dramatic, sometimes a little bit more modest, sometimes a little bit seeming more Derech HaTeva, but we've all experienced that. Focusing on that is the best tool to come to recognize that we can rely on Hashem, and the Mela, we don't have to worry. That's the famous posuk. Take your Yehovah means like your pekel. Take your pekel with Soros and throw it on Hashem. He'll sustain you. It's his problem. I have a pekel. I hear. Now it's your problem. If we could feel that and do that, Hashem Roy Loechso is my shepherd. I won't be lacking anything. They went 40 years in the Midbar. And they were not lacking anything. And all of these pictures have to help us to be able to rise above the challenge and the fear of the challenge and to put our trust in Hashem.